We couldn't get it in the matrix. So there was a lot of that particular bylaws proposal that was not looked at. Only the unity stuff was looked at. So I have no problem with any of these. There's no problem.
Okay, I don't have a problem with the principle of any of these. I do think that some of it is specific enough to warrant such extensive discussion that we would not be able to move on it at this meeting. But, you know, we need to go ahead and...
It's unity.
Okay, but I'm talking about the last discussion on it. Okay, that's all I'm saying. Okay, so I just made a comment. This is not we're opening it up to discussion here, Dave Ferdig.
Yeah, first I want to thank the lab, thank Leslie and I guess Rafael and others put this together, because obviously myself or whoever represents this lab on the national board has to have guidance. And I appreciate that. And I think that's important, because anybody representing a body such as this has to be able to do so with an unfettered heart, to be able to take these matters with enthusiasm. You need somebody to take these matters forward with enthusiasm and commitment. And so it's really helpful for me, but also for the process, to have this. And I thank you for that. I think that this is a very good document in many respects. I would disagree with some of the whereases, and obviously, I think that there are some problems relating to you know, the realistic nature of managing a national board. That I get the national board to agree to pay for the expenses of travelers when they wouldn't even pay for the general manager. No. But, you know, I certainly asked for it, and that's fine. I would love to see the lab members be paid to have them attend some of these meetings. Right. But I think that the only, you know, looking at these, I can discuss individually, but I feel my main concern is that the lab has not had a chance to discuss some of these principles. And while there may be a great deal of unity amongst a lot of people about these principles, the lab is the one that needs to develop unity on those specific matters which I'm directed to represent. And so I'll just point out, because the only one that's particularly problematic to me is the specific nature of the proposal relating to the program council, the program committees. And the extent to which that has not been even discussed by the lab, and there's been no agendized discussion for that schedule, I would be very concerned.
Okay, if we could move on, why don't we go by each item? And I see your hand, Don. Don will speak first. But perhaps we can go, I don't want to spend time with the whereases and all of that. I mean, I think we need to get, and then if we have time, we can revisit the whereases. But and the two addendums to it, but the really key points of unity, and just see where we are, because we may be unanimous on all but one. For example, because the program committee, and I agree with Dave on this, we've committed to a discussion later in the program that considers several program council proposals. Therefore, I would request that we move the vote on that one to that discussion later in the agenda, with a lab vote to come. And also, because we haven't had a listener comment yet, we haven't finished number 7. So let's just start out with, oh wait, Don, and then let's go to a straw vote thing on these items.
Yeah, well.
I'm going to when we get to the item.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on the same page with Lydia here, just in one area. Diversity requirements, I could support that immediately. I've read it, I could support it immediately. Power station boards, thank you, Ambassador. The ambassador from Nigeria. And power to station boards, I'm with it. Network bylaws convention, I'm with it. Disposal of major assets, I'm with it. I have this one concern over program committees. The devil often is in the details. And I have said often, privately as well as publicly, that I do not favor a kind of micromanagement of the programming changes. I mean, I see a lot of good programming changes at the station, which that I actually support, but I actually haven't been a part of deciding on. So all I would need to know to just go 100% with this is, what is the concept over this issue of the programming committees have the responsibility to preview programming changes and review existing. If it were like 4 times a year or something, But if this is calling for the general manager to confer on a kind of day-to-day basis or close to consultation, I have a little problem with that.
And this is why I wanted to move this section to when we're going to consider in its totality after the section is read. Let me clarify, if I may. I am going to let her clarify.
The entire phrase is with responsibility to preview programming changes and review existing programming vis-a-vis station policy and specific mission. It's only in that context. It's not on a daily or ongoing consultative basis.
Well, what about reviewing changes before they happen, are you saying?
Sarah? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Leslie, answer that question.
Review existing programming vis-a-vis station policy and the mission. Preview programming changes vis-a-vis station policy and the mission. And that pertains particularly to the new shows coming in with...
Vera?
Yeah, this is actually written on the basis of that Unity proposal, because it was every 3 months, and I think it's quite general so that everybody could agree on it. It's every 3 months, it's review and preview, and I really feel that we have accepted this actually previously in a much more detailed way. So Leslie has made it general, we can go ahead with it.
Dave?
I haven't known that the lab has accepted this principle. I don't think the lab has even discussed it. And I think that, frankly, I mean, yeah, I have a lot of personal problems with the programming committee having preview powers to the extent that a programming director or a programming entity would have to, before in fact implementing any kind of programming change, would have to submit it to somebody in order for that to occur. And to tie their hands in the creative process of programming, I think, is antithetical to the concept of Pacifica. I think the fact that there would be a programming concept to help provide as a resource to the programming decision-making entity, whether it's an individual, committee, what have you, I think this is vital. But I don't, you know, I don't think we've discussed it thoroughly. I think we all have a lot to learn about this, and I would object to making a decision by the lab on this vital issue on a day when there is planned and unscheduled, unannounced, or at least as far as I knew, discussion after this about the programming council. We haven't even had this conversation when we're discussing.
Let's start with these principles first, and then we're not going to take a vote on anything where there's a disagreement till after public comment. You can all have your vote at that point. We will not vote on program committees until that time.
Yes. Six of the lab members sitting here were part of the convention and agreed to the consensus proposal.
That doesn't constitute a discussion amongst the lab.
That's right. Okay. First, diversity requirements that all elected bodies of Pacifica include at a minimum 50% membership from people who are ethnic and or racial minorities and 50% women. Given Pacifica's past failure to accomplish diversity in its leadership and listeners, diversity must be mandated. For all its progressive rhetoric, Pacifica has historically failed to adequately include women and minorities among its decision makers or its listenership. The only way to diversify the listenership is to diversify the active participants in Pacifica decision making. All those in favor of supporting that?
No discussion.
We just had, I'm just first to see. Otherwise, if there is opposition to it, then we'll continue. We'll have a discussion. I thought there would be like unanimous support today. Pardon, it's a straw vote. This is just a straw vote.
Diversity?
Yes. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Opposed? Abstaining? You are. Would you like to have a discussion? Please feel free. Yes.
I think
just a couple of questions.
No, sorry, I don't mind interrupting.
No, that's not a point of information. That's under public comment.
That's the point of interruption.
Okay.
Interruption. Anyhow.
What was the vote on that, please?
8 in favor.
9 in favor.
9 in favor. Thank you. 1 abstaining.
These are very nice words. Our signal area is principally women of color, and And so I don't know where you get the numbers. I don't know how you implement them, but they're nice words.
What did you say?
The largest body of people in this community are women of color. I'm a minority. I don't understand how you implement these nice words.
You're the minority? Is that what you're saying?
Technically, yes.
Okay. The next issue, and this is, again, this is the straw vote, because we're not going to take final votes until we've had public comment. Program committees, I will read it because it hasn't been read in its entirety. The program committees comprise of at least one half non-lab listeners with meaningful input in station programming policy with a responsibility to preview programming changes and review existing programming vis-a-vis station policy and the Pacifica mission, and with some enforcement of its determinations in the event of non-compliance, be instituted at the national and station levels. Because the Pacifica mission is executed in its programming, listeners and the station board must be an integral and influential force in the programming at all levels. This is not peripheral or a matter of policy, listener, is that right? In the execution of the mission is at the heart of the Pacifica, and the program committees must be guaranteed in the bylaws. Further, program committees afford a remedy in the event that any faction attempts to determine programming direction, and they ensure that the meaning of the mission is an ongoing dialogue between the station and the community.
I have a point of clarity. My comment relates to the community we live in, the city and the county.
Right.
We're a county of minorities. We're a county of illegals and people from other countries.
We're a county of illegals.
We're all illegals.
We're all illegals.
No one is illegal.
The border crossed us. I don't understand how we can pass articles here, or motions here. I don't understand how we can pass motions here and have any way to implement them with this wording. Okay. I just wanted to clarify.
Which one do you want?
Okay, he's still on diversity. Okay, so on the program committees, I think that the vote is whether we should vote on this at the end of the first 15-minute public session, or whether we should vote on this after we have heard from all the programming proposals that are going to be submitted later in the agenda.
I think the third option is fair, because I object to us voting on this today at all, because it contains a whole lot of policy statements which I think need to be really discussed. And I think it's precipitous for us to suggest that A, we would vote on it before the meeting this afternoon, or B, that we would vote on it after the meeting this afternoon, because it's after the agendized end of this lab meeting.
We didn't say it was after the agendized portion of the meeting. We're going to have a program council discussion, which is laid in the agenda. I am recommending that we move this item for consideration at that point, as because it is already one of the proposals that we were going to consider.
And it's already 3 o'clock, the scheduled end of this meeting. I understand we'll go a half hour, an hour over, but I don't think that it's reasonable to expect people to have to, by attrition, participate in these or not. I think that the scheduled meeting should encompass the agenda or not, and to drag it on for extra hours to deal with such vital
problems. What is it about these principles that you don't understand, Dave?
Wait, Bernie? But it has to be not a comment on the
item.
Okay. Everybody needs to calm down.
I just need a microphone up to yell. It probably would be better.
Quiet.
No.
Had this meeting started on time, and had this body adhered to the agenda that they agreed upon, public comment would have started 2 hours ago.
And what does DIPAC understand in this paper? Okay. What do you not understand in this paper?
Okay, so now we're going to move.
This room is reserved until 5 p.m. I personally did that, so you don't have to worry about it.
You didn't do it, I did.
No, you reserved it from 3. I sent it to 5.
Oh, I reserved it till 5 from the beginning.
Okay. May I comment?
And I had the paperwork on it from Loyola. Thank you very much, because I knew that sometimes, there are a little bit of few delays. Sarah, and Leslie, and then we're going to move on to the next item.
Excuse me.
It's
okay,
my turn.
No, I was talking and then I got yelled down, so that's okay. Go ahead.
I think we have been discussing this issue on program council for 9 months.
Yes.
Maybe more within the station. We had a bylaw convention. There is no way that the lab could have a special meeting and then decide, because this is a long-term discussion. It's not something that would happen within a meeting. So what's here is the fruit of all those discussions. I think we need to move on. It's because we need to have a statement for the board meeting of the 13th and the 14th. This is the only place we could make it. So I think no matter how long it takes, it's our responsibility and duty to do it today.
Okay, Leslie, Tom, and then we're moving on to the next item.
In the effort of peace and conflict resolution, I would be willing to entertain, since I heard really only one specific objection, Dave, and that was to the word programming changes, I would be willing to entertain the idea that the responsibility be to preview programming additions and review existing programming for the sake of this document.
No, that could be changes too.
Okay. Look, we're going to also, as I said, I can guarantee public comment on these issues. So,
Like I said, this document contains a lot of policy statements, most of which I agree with. The issues relating to program council, I don't feel they're fleshed out. I tell you, I know for a fact, because I've attended the lab meetings, they have not been discussed at the lab meetings. And I'm looking at today's agenda, I see, maybe I'm missing something, but the only place I see program council on here is an item 15 after this comment for 5 minutes. And I don't think that 5 minutes is
No, it isn't. We're going to carry it on. When we get there, we're going to extend the time. Depending on how much time we have, and we're all taking it up.
My opinion.
So let's move along. Power to station.
Excuse me. After Farrah, I was
supposed
to talk. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Tom. Okay. We can table that one element.
David, you're filibustering here. Okay. The fact is that certain circumstances.
Wait, I thought after Farrah, no?
Yeah, I thought she was done.
No,
are you done? But are you finished? I thought you were still doing it the last sentence. Okay, go ahead.
Circumstances have a way of changing a situation. We have the situation of the 13th and 14th coming up very quickly. This is and was the only lab meeting that something like this could be brought to. I'm sorry that it wasn't brought sooner, because I know it was brought up in an emergency situation. However, I do believe it is our duty to look at it and try to make the biggest consensus as possible and influence the PNB. I personally did not work on this particular document, but I worked on all the things prior to it. So, I think we have to look at it, and I'm willing to stay as late as it needs to be to get this thing done.
Power to the station boards. That station boards be empowered at a minimum to participate in the hiring and firing of the station general manager, to create the station budget, and to implement the program committee and its recommendations as the station board sees fit. To rescind any of these powers should require an exceptionally high bar in a PNB vote. In most analysis, the recent struggle took on major significance with the disempowerment of local advisory boards. The new bylaws must be designed to prevent this and to distribute power across the network to reduce the exposure of any one element of Pacifica to takeover.
Point of order, please. Did we vote to postpone the program committees?
We didn't take a straw vote for that.
So should we take a straw vote?
We can take a straw vote for that. So there are two things on the table here. There are three. One was to table it completely. One is to move forward and take a definitive vote on this today. And three, and my motion is just to move it later in the agenda so that the other proposals can be considered and then take a vote.
This would not be a straw vote then. This is a vote on what to do with this.
Yeah. After some public comment on it, yes. The votes are being taken after public comment. Okay. No, we haven't had any so far.
I mean the vote to table is an actual vote, it's not a straw vote.
The vote to table is an actual vote.
Yes, thank you. You said it was a straw vote. I just wanted to.
Oh, I meant the other would be a straw vote.
Are you doing
a point of information?
There was a question about the bylaws, and my understanding was I had been vested with the right to have voice in the bylaws.
Yes, that's right.
What I want to say is I think some of the conflict that I'm hearing and the non-listening, the lack of listening
that I
feel going on right now is related to a portion of actually the preamble, which refers to the idea that an alternative opinion can't be expressed. And I think one of the problems is that clearly David has some differences. So I can't imagine at some point him not saying something that would contradict this, which could then lead us into further conflict. Maybe if there were a way of addressing that portion of it, we could kind of tone down this, because this is clearly the will of a large number of people. You clearly disagree. There should be some way to negotiate that.
Do you have a recommendation?
Well, I guess I'd ask Leslie, as the maker of the motion, to consider whether that language can be softened to admit for the ability of somebody to express an opinion. Because if you say to somebody, you can't express any opinion, you can't advance any position in contrary, I can't imagine that there won't be something that gets said in the course of that weekend that can be easily interpreted as having done so, leading to a great degree of conflict afterwards. Unnecessarily.
Right, and I think that
Leslie,
if that we're not voting right now. We're not having a discussion about voting for the whole.
I understand,
whole thing,
but I'm
right?
saying
okay.
that the tenor of the conversation would be different depending on the way that's structured. So
okay.
I think the board should consider that.
You take public comment at the moment?
No, he at a previous he's not public. At a previous lab meeting, we said that in relation to bylaws issues, because A, he's the late lead plaintiff in the settlement, and because of his expertise with the entire makeup of many of the issues that we're having to vote on, that he would have, we gave him not ex officio status, but we gave him a special
voice.
This was voted to us for those reasons, those specific reasons, and Leslie?
May I respond? I have to agree with Raphael, and I'm not sure where your remarks actually refer to bylaws, Dave, but my bigger concern is that's not what I heard from Dave Ferdig, and if that is his problem, I wish he would raise it and not ask Dave or Dave not presume to raise it for him.
Yeah. So that you're going to hear the polling comments report.
Okay. Do we open the discussion? Dave, would you like to respond to this?
Yeah, sure. Notwithstanding the assertion of some, I mean, I personally do not recall an instance in which the local advisory board has had a conversation, and please don't yell at me, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I don't know of any instance in which the local advisory board has ever had any conversation about programming councils and how they should be. Furthermore, and I would say this is perhaps even more important, I don't think that the local advisory board has ever had a conversation in a plenary session in public as to what they think the mission of Pacifica is, how it's executed, or a lot of these other fundamentals. Now wait, we all may think that we all know what it is, and we all might think that we all agree on what it is. I dare say, when we get into a room and we really talk about it, we find out that in fact we have subtle, and maybe not so subtle, interpretations of it. And I dare say it's in everyone's interest for this board to have that discussion in public before we start assuming that we all agree on what the mission is, and how it's executed, and by whom, and for what end.
But what does that have to do with
that? That proposal relating to the program committee contains a lot of premises, which in general I think are unassailable, but I think in specific might be construed. And furthermore, as Leslie pointed out, yes, I do have a problem with the idea of preview power, but you know, my point is that we're being asked to approve a very broad statement of policy and to say that I have to advance that policy when, A, as David Adelson indicated, it could be interpreted in numerous different ways. But furthermore, it hasn't been interpreted in any way by this board before. And I think that we need to take the time to discuss it and to spend an extra several hours. Yeah, I think, you know, someone's saying I'm willing to put the time in. I think we all put in a lot of time here. And I do not appreciate the suggestion that my insistence upon heeding the scheduled time is to suggest that I'm not willing to put in time on this.
Okay, Farah, and then Tom, and then I want to clarify that the reason we had scheduled the program council at the end of the meeting was so that we could go into, as I said, an extra hour or whatever, so that the lab can have a full discussion on the issue of program council. And even though Marty did get the proposals, the various proposals out today, that it was probably too late for everybody to have gotten them and consider them. But nevertheless, Farah, Tom.
The thing is, we only have one representative on the national board, unfortunately. LA is not represented in any other ways. So we need to make sure that when David Purdy goes on the meeting next week, that's 13th and 14th, that he is able to represent and be our voice, the voice of the whole community here. And I think community has tried very hard and has come to consensus. And I believe that this should be respected because it's an important move and it is in line with the mission of Pacifica to resolve a conflict. And we have done that amongst ourselves, and I hope that David Purdy would respect that. That's number one, so we cannot unfortunately change this language. Number two, if David Purdy wants to have individual personal comments, that's different. When he's there sitting on the board, representing LA listeners. So this is what the statement is here is when he's sitting there as the representative of the listener.
I would love. Okay, are you going? Sorry, I thought you. Okay. Are you pausing or finished?
Right. No. There's one more thing.
Okay.
The one more thing is the fact of the matter is we have not been in control of the timing of the bylaws. The national board is going ahead with it, and we have to adhere to that. So if the local advisory board has not had individual actual set time to discuss the issues, it doesn't mean that we haven't discussed it in other areas, which is the bylaw subcommittee, and which has been the convention. So I don't think there is any sort of contradiction here.
Okay, I want to point out that from my understanding, in terms of Dave's representation, and I think that people haven't even looked at like some of the proportional representation model inherent in our elections, where you're going to have the majority vote getter, but you can also have someone like in Berkeley who got 13 votes and is going to sit on the lab. Dave Furtick gets to represent a whole spectrum of interests and not just the majority of one particular committee or sector. So he has to represent both majority and minority of opinions as well. I think that's kind of where he needs to come from. I'm not saying, and I would rather see that than an individual perspective of his personal digression from something than the notion that he's going to have to represent both this, which is the majority of the 40 people present or whoever was there for the convention, and also because we don't have a participatory democracy in place in the sense that we do not have a mechanism in place for the listeners at large. That's all of Southern California, not only the 17,000 subscribers, but the other listeners as well, to weigh in on this. You have people who have spent an awful lot of time trying to do the best to represent what they think the listeners would want in order to protect the interests of the listeners. But we do not have a concrete mechanism where you have an actual referendum or anything of that sort to hold a representative to as such. So I do think that it is important for Dave Purdy to represent this, to articulate this at the national board, as well as to represent other opinions as well. And I would hope that they wouldn't be necessarily his opinions as much as those that he might be getting from some of the organizations around town or from all the tons of phone calls that he and I and so many people on this board receive on a daily basis. But anyway, having said that, is there any way that we can move on, or are we at an impasse here?
We have a vote on the floor. We called the vote.
Okay, well, which one are we on? The station boards? Or which one? Yeah, we're voting. Still on the pro. Oh, right. Three votes. Three choices here. Sorry. Lost my way. So one is to table altogether.
So when?
No, just to table to another meeting. I mean, not to be voted on at all at this meeting, or an attempt for them.
Give all three.
Okay, that's one of them. The other one, which was the one, what I had said was to move this to the discussion about program councils later so we can consider the other and then go to a vote. And then the third was to go directly right now to a vote.
Okay.
Is that right? Are those the three?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's 5 o'clock, Harvey.
Second one. Okay, so all those in favor of tabling?
We know it's Dave, so that's one.
Okay, all those in favor of moving this item to the program council discussion?
We're going to vote in this?
No, you don't. We do.
Take a straw poll.
Okay, straw. It's just a straw poll. One, two, three.
Does that mean today?
Four.
Today.
Yeah,
today.
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 Today. I'm here.
Oh, five. So five. Five.
No,
five.
We can't have listeners.
Okay, five, one. And then all those who want to go to a vote right now. One, two, three, four.
To go to a straw vote right now.
A straw vote.
Right.
Oh. Okay. So that's it for now. Is that we're going to go to the second one, which is removing that particular item to our program council discussion. Oh, I have more. Okay. Okay. Power to station boards. I already read.
Oh,
4 to 5.
Four to five to one. One. The first one was 1 to table, 5 to move later in the agenda, and 4 to vote on right now. Okay, so power to the stations. Didn't I already read this?
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
Okay, same thing. This is only a straw vote. Don't forget straw vote before public comment. Straw vote, all those in favor, as articulated here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay.
All in favor.
Okay, all in favor. So that's going to be easy. And then network bylaws convention, that the PNB authorize a network bylaws convention within 1 year of the election of the new PNB, including significant listener and station board representation, to review and revise any bylaws that are approved in this bylaws process. There is palpable and widely expressed concern among those KPFK and Pacifica listeners who have spoken that the current bylaws process may be inadequately discussed before determination is rendered, insufficiently representative of the listeners and local boards' wishes, and or untested, boy, she likes run-ons, and or untested and subject to defect. The most direct way of rectifying any errors is to establish a systematic process of review and, if necessary, amendment, i.e. a bylaw convention is passed by the KPFK Local Advisory Board. Okay.
But I do use semicolons.
You've already voted on this one once before.
Not, it was, it, but it was a different, it was worded slightly differently. And and then the...
Let's do it again. Call the question.
Call the straw vote.
But the thing is that when this was raised at the national, what Leslie Kagan said was that in order for the vote, and Dave, maybe you know more about this, that they would need a little bit more detail. I think this is sufficient, although I would add something about, I would personally like to see a mechanism whereby the listeners have direct input, like a referendum or a plebiscite. But
I have another motion that is the next to the last page in your packet to ask detailing that. We haven't gotten there yet, Lydia. I asked to reverse the order of things, so we would talk first about IPMB representation, secondly about the bylaws convention.
Okay. Well, anyway, so let's just take a vote on this as worded. All those in favor?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All those opposed? All those abstaining? What are you doing, Norma? Did you raise your hand?
I raised my
hand. No, she didn't.
Okay. Okay, or mom says so. Okay, disposal of major assets. Now, there's a whole item on the agenda. Should we just look at it now or move it on? Okay, well, anyway. Disposal of major assets, that no current Pacifica station shall be sold without a supporting vote of membership. The PNB in the past triggered widespread listener protest over just this issue. All current stations are virtually indispensable and irreplaceable, and the sale of any of them should be undertaken only in the most dire circumstances and with the full knowledge and approval of all stakeholders.
Well, the version we were going to vote on is on the back of the agenda.
Okay. Remember, this is in the context of what we're asking our PNB reps to
do. Did it not copy?
Yeah,
Oh, is it just the bottom part?
Yeah.
Okay. Which reads, we call on the IPMB to include the language in the consolidated draft of the bylaws that would enjoin the PNB from engaging in a, quote-unquote, substantial transference of assets.
unquote, without the approval of 3/5 of the labs, and which would also enjoin the labs from engaging in a substantial transference, end quotes, at the local level without due notice of intent being given to the listener members and an opportunity being afforded the listener members to oppose the sale by means of a proper referendum.
Also, I like parts of it.
All those in favor?
What's the motion?
Oh, wait,
what?
Okay.
Where's the motion?
Okay, there's a motion. We were going to take this up later in the agenda. This is the specific aspect of wording for a motion that I am submitting.
This is a separate proposal altogether that...
Okay, well, then we'll take it as separate then. That's all we need to know.
It's, nothing,
it's the same issue, but if they want to do it separately, I'm not going to waste a lot of time dealing with
it. Well, I don't know.
Is it different
I, Leslie, I don't know.
That's what
this
I was just asking.
Clearly,
I would have no problem substituting Lydia's motion for my recommendation.
Yeah, and this was submitted to, this is being submitted network-wide to all the labs by Evan Davis.
This says, and let me clarify here, if I'm reading this correctly, afforded the listener members to oppose the sale by means of a proper referendum. What I'm asking for is approval of the sale. You're asking for opposition to the sale. I don't see a significant difference, but if there is one, if somebody would like to illuminate me, I'd be happy to listen.
What's in the document we're looking at?
It's on the back of the agenda.
On the back of the first page of the agenda?
The difference here, Leslie, is that this specifically says 3/5, which is 60%. I personally believe that's a little low.
Yeah.
If you've got 5 stations, I'd like to see 4 of them have to agree to it, and so therefore I would probably set it at 70 or 75%. That's my own personal opinion.
That's to approve the sale?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd say. I'd like to second his friendly amendment.
But first of all,
is this a company that's up to
Leslie?
No. Leslie?
I think where we stand is substituting Lydia's amendment as a friendly amendment and then substituting Tom's amendment of 80% of the labs as a friendly amendment to Lydia's amendment to my friendly amendment, which is a friendly amendment to mine.
Yeah.
If that's where we are, I'm fine with it.
Okay, all those in favor?
Minus for 75%.
Four-fifths.
Four-fifths.
We'll just say 4 out of 5 labs.
Now, if you say 75%, that means they need 4 out of the 5 stations.
That's
if we wind up and have 20
stations. No, we're not doing percentages, we're doing the number of labs. 4 out of the 5, 3 out of 5 labs or 4 out of the 5 labs? You propose 4 out of the 5 labs. That's
okay.
The amendment right now. All those in favor?
Tom's amendment?
No, we're voting on the whole thing. We're voting on substituting what's behind the agenda, which is this
that.
One.
Are we voting on Tom's amendment being included? Would that accept it?
Yes, the whole,
okay.
The whole thing. No, that's what we're voting on right now, to see if that can be incorporated. That's the vote.
We are voting on Tom's friendly amendment right now.
Friendly amendment, and there are two amendments, and the other one, what was the other? No, that was it. The one we're voting on, let's do it separately. Okay, first, no, she already accepted that this be substituted, so all we need is a vote on Tom's amendment for 4 out of 5 labs. All those in favor?
Nine.
Okay. All those opposed?
There's no one left, right?
That's abstaining.
Right. Left.
So we're fine.
Now I have a question. When it says being afforded the listener members to oppose the sale by means of a proper referendum, does that mean a vote has to be approved by them? I do not know what that language means.
They were talking about a plebiscite or a referendum of listeners.
Okay, and if the plebiscite goes down, what does that mean?
They don't specify, but that needs to be factored into the decision. It has to be binding somewhere. So the degree of how specific we wanted to be with that is a question with all of these things that we're recommending.
All right, well then I would say in an opportunity being afforded the listener members to oppose or approve.
Okay, oppose or approve.
The sale.
Okay, because this is going to be sent back to Evan Davis and to all of the other five labs that are presenting this to their labs as well. So
then we have to take off those words at opportunity. Given to the listening members to oppose or approve the sale.
No opportunity.
Yeah. Okay.
Just take an opportunity out?
Yes. Okay. So with those changes, can we take another straw vote? All those in favor, raise your hand just to be clear. It should be the same.
Adding the words to oppose or approve the sale.
Okay. So
all in favor.
Okay,
so I'll need to make that one vote.
Exactly. So now we're into subcommittee reports because we're going to go to final votes on this at the end of listener comments. Subcommittee reports. Boy, we're not getting to program council sufficiently. Okay. Ami is not here. Kwasi is not here for... Ami is not here for arts and youth. Kwasi is not here for African American Black. Elections. Who in the audience, just to clarify again, want to be on the elections committee? And this is, we're focusing on the technical aspects since we don't have the bylaws on that. I know Fred Blair was here earlier. He's on it, and we have some existing members. Werner, weren't you going to be on it?
Carl.
Okay. If we can get together after the meeting so we can set like a date for at least some preliminary planning, because there has to be some interaction with the Berkeley people too, just on how they did it technically as we move along, just to keep it going. Latino collective, that's kind of a lengthy report, and there were some changes in the Spanish block with some moving around of some programming, some confusion around it just because of notification and previous planning. I don't have the written report from Corey Dubin yet, which I thought I would have by today, so I'll report on that at our next meeting in 2 weeks, Peace and Diversity. Sally Moore.
I have a short report if you want it, or if you want to move on.
Yeah, unless it's really pressing, I'd like to move on. What do you think?
Let me just announce our next meeting.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, our next meeting will be on Thursday, November 7th at 7 p.m. at the Peace Center, and you're all invited.
Peer review, Don, anything? Have you met?
Yes, this I want to make short. It actually is kind of complex, but I want to shorten it. On your seats, you had a document that says at the top, proposal regarding the issue of peer review. Now, actually, I'm just going to go through this very quickly, and I do not think we can really act on it today. At one of the last meetings that was chaired by David Adelson, there was a motion passed over the issue of peer review. But the words peer review are not accurate, so we're going to throw those out. It isn't peer review. It's community evaluation of programming. And so we're proposing that this be called the Community Evaluation Project. And I'm not going to read this to you, but if you have this, you'll notice that there are a few ideas of what might be the values of such a process, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we can discuss them later. I'm going to go through this much more quickly than I had planned. The proposal has to do with identifying a series of communities, quote, communities, and actually having a way for them to systematically do input, evaluating how the station is addressing the issues of their community. Now, this is not to say that some issues don't go across all communities. I mean, there's no single community interested in preventing the war against Iraq and so on. But in reality, some communities have issues, and we want to find out if we're addressing them correctly. So if you'll notice, almost at the end, there's proposal. I am proposing, but this is not in cement, but I'm proposing that the two communities we approach first to initiate a lab project of community evaluation are one, the African American community, and two, the immigrant refugee community. I want to apologize for using, at this point in American and US and world history, the word target at some point in here. Chosen is a much better word with what's going on. People have also said the Native American indigenous community is one. And I think that was good, that came up today. Then, just to finalize this, how would it be done? Once one or two or three communities are identified, the lab would seek listener collaboration to develop how this idea would be implemented. For instance, there would need to be a clear process for identifying individuals in the chosen communities to actually commit to listen to KPFK over a period of time using some kind of instrument of evaluation. And all of this is open to listener, sponsor involvement, lab, and so on. Two, of course, develop instruments to be used by listeners and so on. Three, developing timelines, how long it would go on, actually developing and writing up a process which would be used. And of course, all of this would be done with huge collaboration. But in the immigrant refugee community, many are not listening to KPFK right now. A lot of people, when I go out in those communities, they say, oh yeah, you're working with that, you know, I remember in the 80s we used to blah, you know, and so on. It would also commit some of those people to listen and tell their friends they're listening. And then using an instrument at the end of a multiple month period, they would come back to us and say, we're listening carefully, but we only heard immigrants and refugees mentioned four times in 8 weeks. Now, this is not happening right now because the Spanish language programming is very rich. Much of it is very rich in that community and so on. But what about in the English and so on? Yeah. So I'm just going to put this out, and it's really a continuing project that was started so long ago that we're now beginning to hope to develop. And I'm going to just leave it at that. But I'd be very interested.
Excuse me, I need to interrupt this because I think we need to move the agenda items.
I know, but
I have added up all of the time, and even if we spend the exact amount of time that's on this agenda,
Bernie,
right now,
you're out of order. Bernie, you're out of order.
To 20 minutes
we gave,
to
we gave 15.
We will not be dealing with the program council which is critical for next meeting in D.C.
Please
suggest
that you please stop. For this agenda item, I can talk loud. I can out loud. Now, please sit down.
Bernie, can we have the audience?
The agenda item for reports was 15 minutes. Most of us deferred our time, so he, you know, his report was not that exaggerated within the context that we did not spend 15 minutes on this agenda item. Moving along, personnel. Is there anything?
Point of information. You're now 2.5 hours past the time that you scheduled for listener comments. Could someone on the board please allow the listeners to have a say?
Yes, we will. We're almost there. Go ahead, Tom. The listeners are also taking up part of this valuable time out of order.
This is a report from the personnel committee. Kwasi isn't here, so I am making this is a consensus of the personnel committee. And this is a motion. Whereas the long struggle to recapture Pacifica included bringing back fairness to programmers and staff. Whereas fairness depends on policy and procedures created and instituted by elected representatives that reflect their community. Whereas fairness also mandates that those policies are equally applied to all. Whereas the current state of affairs of KPFK lacks written station procedures and policies to govern most aspects of running the station and dealing with personnel. And whereas other policies and procedures and actions can be perceived as arbitrary and capricious, whereas several employees have been laid off, fired, or greatly reduced in hours, which could be perceived as arbitrary and capricious, we, the local station board, therefore resolve that all employees who have been laid off, fired, or greatly reduced in hours shall be reinstated as they were on July 15, 2002, until June 1, 2003, or until such time as new bylaws have been instituted, an election of new local station board members has been accomplished, and uniform policies and procedures have been created and instituted, whichever is sooner. This resolution would not confer any status other than that already achieved as of July 15, 2002. That is, it would not create permanent positions out of temporary positions and simply keep the status quo. we expressly grant the general manager the option to reduce any affected employees by a maximum of 25% time or salary to deal with fiscal deficits. This would not protect an employee from being released for cause or gross incompetence. That's the motion.
And we don't have copies of that. Did you send this out at some point?
No.
No, you're presenting this cold right now?
Huh?
You're just representing the cold right now.
Well, this has been agreed to by the personnel committee.
So that's the that's just your personnel committee report, and that's your resolution out of the personnel committee. You're not asking this body to vote on it, are you?
Yes, because time is of the essence. This is an emergency situation, and yes, we are asking it. That's why I read the full thing.
I say that since we as the lab have not had a full... Yeah, I know.
This has some retroactivity, whereas the other one did not. This goes back to July 15th.
Point of procedure, this board makes that recommendation. It's certainly within the power of this board to do so. It's really a recommendation. It has no teeth. I think that perhaps more effectively would be some work to talk with the general manager instead of coming to a lab and just throwing this out.
And to the executive director. Did you present this to the executive director? You just met with him 2 days ago.
Yes, and he specifically told us.
To take it to the vote for a vote?
That's right. He told us to bring it to the lab and have the lab vote on a resolution and then send it to him, and then he would be able to deal with it. That's what he wanted us to do. I was specifically told that by Dan Coughlin.
Okay, well then let's go to a vote.
Well, I object to the motion coming in the fashion that tells us.
Does anybody second the motion?
Yeah.
Well, if I object, or... Who said table it? Did somebody move to table it?
I would entertain such a motion.
Okay. Okay, Leslie has made a motion to table. Any second?
Second.
Second. Norma seconds. And can you send us through email that resolution so that we can consider it with time and that we can also...
Sorry, okay.
All those in favor of tabling? All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4. All those abstaining? 1. So the motion is tabled. Okay, moving.
Sure, Danny, I appreciate that.
Okay.
I can't do that when it goes so fast.
You want a roll call?
It's on the agenda that we'll do that. It's one of our.
Someone asking for a roll call? Okay.
Yeah,
gladly. Okay.
I ask for a roll call.
Okay. Okay, all those voting to table, starting from that end, okay?
Against
table? No, in favor of tabling.
So say your name.
Barnett.
Norma.
Lydia Brazon.
Leslie Radford.
And David Perchick.
All those opposed?
Veronica.
Tom Camerano.
Farr.
Don White.
Abstaining?
I know my name.
Okay.
I had never heard of this even like 30 seconds before it was brought up. I need some time to think about it.
Okay. Race and diversity. Akwadi is not here. Who's doing race and diversity?
I can make that up. A very brief report here. Although we're working on a number of things, something has come up recently and I need some lab help with on this. The National Race and Diversity Committee is moving apace to hire a National Race and Diversity Coordinator. Our local committee would very much have to be a part of developing the hiring process, the qualifications, and general involvement in that process. What I'm asking is that the lab request that the National Race and Diversity Committee include the local Race and Diversity Committee in discussions regarding the hiring process, the job description, and the qualifications for the National Race and Diversity position.
But who is who from the local area is National Race and Diversity? Is that you, Rafael? Are you on that committee?
Well, I am on that committee, but that's, I'm the only person you usually represent. There are 2-3 of us from the area, but in terms of being on the conference calls and actually participating in email and so forth,
right.
I'm the only person.
Right. Okay. So are you, Leslie, are you proposing that the local committee send something to Rafael?
That would be great by me. Okay. And that committee wait on our report. The national committee wait for
our report. Is that okay, Rafael? You're on both, so I don't know why this is going.
Well,
I haven't talked to him about it.
Oh, okay.
The situation is actually, there's have to funnel all this through Berkeley, through Jim Bennett, through the KPFA diversity committee from their lab and all that stuff. And the question is whether Houston, D.C., and New York, and L.A. are going to be represented in the process. And so, yeah, I think that's the
okay. Okay. Is that it? Okay. Mary Welch has nothing to report, right? except that if you do look at her reports that may or may not be posted on the Pacifica site, that the year is wrong because she did a save as type of situation and it really should be 2002. Those are current reports on there.
I thought you were going to go to a vote on that motion that the local...
Let's do it he was the national representative. He accepted your report. I thought that was sufficient. If you want the lab to vote on it, resolution? I could. All those in favor of Leslie giving this proposal to Rafael? Any opposed? Abstaining?
So thank you all.
Okay. Okay, Mary got Council of Chairs report. I tried to have a Council of Chairs meeting this week and nobody was available, and the purpose of that meeting was supposed to be to propose something in every signal area immediately following the next week's IPMB meeting so that we can have light conferences like we're going to have here and propose perhaps using a grid, and now we can say, and I had also mentioned the other one because the one that Tom proposed as well, either you know, a couple of dozen issues or the grid, which is going to be based on the straw vote poll, then would be uniform. So it didn't happen. I'm still going to try to get that together this coming week. Of course, the urgency is to do all of this before the meeting so that we can have as much input as possible before they even go to draft. But that didn't happen. That's the end of my report. Search committee reports, briefly, everyone, bottom line. Program director, Marty.
I think we're proceeding ahead with a forum date plan for the 22nd for finalists. We've received about 100 resumes, and we expect to interview in the neighborhood of about 20 candidates. And we welcome all input.
Is there
going to
be a forum?
I just said that. The 22nd. October 22nd.
Here at Loyola Law School. October 22nd, 7 o'clock? No? Wait, why are you shaking your head?
It's October 22nd, March, but that's okay.
But it would be in the evening, right?
It would be in the evening. Okay. News director, Don White. Is he gone? Is Dave Adelson here? Isn't Dave on the committee?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you're on the committee. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
She's saying we can't go on because not everybody's here.
How long do you need?
Oh, yeah.
How many
meetings?
No, once you establish a quorum, someone here in the meeting, you can proceed with business.
To make this brief, I'll just let you all know that we have finally gotten our unpaid staff rep, so we can finally move forward with getting the remaining members of our committee. We will be meeting this Wednesday to do so. So we have not been able to do anything until we got that person. We finally have her, and that's Sarah Shakir, I think her name is.
Oh,
good.
Okay. Next, go ahead. Development. Where'd she go? She was just here.
No, I can report that. We had a meeting on Monday. We've had 3 meetings. We finally have an unpaid staff member. We had a fire in Banff. Howard Larman's dropped off, so it looks like we'll have another fire in Banff. This Monday, we have about 40 resumes to go over, and we're going ahead at light speed.
Who's the unpaid staff, please?
The guy does the computer show in the morning.
Rick Allen?
Doran
Berenson
or Rick Allen?
Doran Berenson. The one with the affected
Norman, do you have anything to add? Who is the unpaid staff? Do you have that?
Darren Doran.
I forget his name. That's his name.
Yeah.
Okay. Doran Barron.
Doran Barron. Okay. Yeah, you just finished your report. Okay. Did you have anything to add, or did you hear any of it? Okay. So now we have the substantial transference of assets. We dealt with that already because that was the motion that was. Okay. What happened to the listener comment?
It's right here.
Okay. Oh, there it is. Okay. It has to be a bigger part. Now, where is the list?
Yeah, I have a list. It's Myla, Sherma, Harvey, and Delay, Michael Pimentel, Raphael Rentera, Lloyd. So let's get the first.
And these are at 90 seconds.
We'd like everyone in the room for this, please.
Let me see them. So Myla, Sherma, Harvey, and Delay. And then Raphael Rentera, Lloyd, Nancy Richter, John Renger, Bernie, Jamie Taylor, Fernando, Jonathan Markovich, Eve, Harrison Wells. The first five people are Myla, Sherma, Harvey, Jale, and Raphael Rentera.
Yes, I have a timer. Where is it?
Right here. I'm doing it.
What are you doing?
Thank you so much. Okay, is everybody in?
We would like everybody present for the listener comments, please. Station manager, sure. John Camarillo, would come back.
We have one more conference.
Yeah, what I did, because it was getting on program console, we actually have a separate list. I mean, is that okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So this is on the program console?
No. This is the general comments on the first seven agenda items.
Maybe we should send someone out and let them know.
I have 40,000 words in that person.
Are all the lab members here?
Would Eva Georgia please come back to the room? If our general manager is on camera, I'll be returned to your room, please.
I'll go get them. I promise not to get lost in the morass.
Then we have to set them up. In the meantime, everybody get up and stretch.
That's a good idea. Better hurry. Steve here. I'll see your
condition. Is Dave Adelson in the room? Leslie, bring Dave Adelson back too. I have a question. Okay, I think we're all back now. Milo. Okay. Dave, please. With David, please. Okay, Milo, please. Go ahead. We're all here.
You're ready for Tom Camarillo.
You're ready for Tom Camarillo.
Let's go. Come
on. Is there anyone in line?
Thank you. All right. First,
you better control the list. But that's the way.
First, I want to thank all of you for being here. Now listen. I waited. We're 3 hours late. I waited a long time to make this comment. I want to tell everybody on the board that I'm really, really grateful for all of the hard work that you do. And I know that I've been critical, but it's not because I don't appreciate all of the time and effort that you put into this. But I also want to say that all of you have at least one thing in common with G-Dub, and that is that none of you were elected. And so I want to acknowledge the fact that there are a lot of people in this room that were willing to sit here because they are extremely interested in the business of this board. And I think that it would behoove you to, at the very least, take into consideration the feeling of the body on every vote that you make by, at the very least, asking for a show of hands so that you just see the general mood of the room, because all of the people in this room have a lot invested in the decisions that are made here. So if when you make a substantial vote, you just say, you know, you want to get a sense of the room, I think that that would show due respect to all of the people who've taken their Saturday to sit here with you, because they're very concerned about what is going on here. Now, in the interest of transparency, I'm very glad that Tom Camarella made all of the points that he made, and a lot of his suggestions were approved of by the board. I was going to advise that a lot of them be adopted. But
time.
Okay. But I just want to say that in the interest of transparency, it would be really a good idea to allow for more listener comments, and if you're not going to adhere to your agenda, then I would say that at a time certain during your meeting, you stop no matter where you are on your agenda, and you open up the floor for discussion. Thank you.
Okay, let's stick to the time, otherwise you are encroaching on someone else's time, sure enough. No, not you. Not you, I didn't mean.
I didn't
so
mean
you.
Okay. Ditto to everything Milo says, so I save time. I have several points. One, I don't care if your heart is fettered or unfettered, Dave. You are a representative, and it's incumbent upon you to represent us. You did not object to the fact that the station board issue was never discussed with the lab. It is only the issue with which you disagree. And you need to go to the IPNB and represent us. If you cannot do that, then I think you have to step aside or represent those points that you can represent and then step aside. And your body language says a lot, as well as your words. Number one. Dan's resolution, I hope it's not a resolution, I find very problematic in several ways. I think it helps us move forward in many ways, but it disempowers the program council or committee. If you look at it carefully, it disempowers it. We have a unity proposal, we've had a lot of discussions, we have had two forums, plus a convention. Three, I'm going to go very fast. Tom, I'm glad that you are not going to get up at the next IPMB meeting and speak to the PAC proposal. I think that's what I heard you say. It is critical.
Did you say that, Tom?
I said I had no problem with the...
All right, I'm asking, are you going to get up and still argue for the PAC proposal?
I can't. I'm not going to be there.
Okay, good. I mean, I wish that you willingly would not do it, because there was a unity proposal, and I think that... Well,
why?
My time was taken by
why?
The spot.
I paused.
Number three, Columbus Day is Genocide Day, and I'm glad that we, at least in this room, are not referring to that weekend as Columbus Day, and I ask all of you to contact those involved and clarify and not use that term. Quickly, last thing. Gender, I hope, will be considered as part of the hiring of this person.
Which person?
What?
Race diversity.
Okay. I've done a poll, and I've done a 5-year poll, pretty much an on-the-street poll in the cab driver. So I've been passing out flyers, and my consensus or my conclusion as to my results of the poll is that 90% of the people in the Southern California area, at least in the 98% of the people that I've talked to, never heard of the KPMK. And I suggested at that meeting on the 26th that at the next fundraiser that is done, that flyers such as this can be given out as premiums for listeners to become active listeners with premiums and or with the premiums. And I'm suggesting that this be a motion or be considered as a motion to the lab committee at this time.
Thank you. Next up we have Deli, then Raphael, then Lloyd, then Nancy.
Let me begin by expressing my personal commendation that at this point in history, as a foreign journalist, or should I say an illegal journalist in America, that I'm undocumented, okay, whichever. I am witnessing the process of a great momentum of history, observing a station almost mobilizing the entire nation against a president or a resident in the White House who is drunk with water. KPFK and the Pacifica station is on the front line of this struggle, and I must say that each and every one of you who has been part of this, putting this station together, especially in those difficult years, is a proud and noble job that you have been engaged in. Let me plead that whatever happens, whoever is representing this local advisory board at the IPNB, or whatever final document comes from these local advisory boards that goes to that national meeting on bylaws, should include, for the sake of history, so that we can put hypocrisy aside for once, should include the language on diversity as represented in this unity paper. It should be mandated, and whoever is going there should not go for the purpose of saying this document should serve as a guide. Whoever is representing this local advisory board should please take it as a mandate, and I hope that there will be no case of filibuster or disingenuousness in the manner in which this document is presented. I hope I will have another opportunity to speak on other matters today.
I very strongly support what Deva just said with respect to mandates, with respect to diversity, not guidelines. This is a racist society, and guideline is not going to correct the problem. With respect to program councils, I'd like to ask the board that program councils be taken up as the next issue. This is a decisive issue in Pacifica's bylaws. It's decisive because the mission is a programming mission, and checks and balances have to be established on programming in order to preserve and protect the mission. The way that Pacifica was hijacked was through hijacking its programming mission. Only through establishing checks and balances on programming can that be prevented from happening again. Secondly, the KPFK community has had four different venues through which it has expressed, in no uncertain terms, its support for the kind of bylaws, for the kind of program committees that have been expressed in the convention that are expressed in Leslie's motion. The first events, well, the first area was that in-depth discussion occurred in the bylaws subcommittee. Secondly, the FPNN sponsored two different forums on program councils. And thirdly, or fourth, I guess, anyway, the Bylaws Convention also considered this. There's been no single issue in the LA listening area among activists that has received more debate, more consideration, and a greater depth. And the central question here is the question of power. And obfuscation, when it comes to protecting the mission, is absolutely inadequate.
The bylaws discussion at the IPNB level was a name process, absolutely a name process. The idea of trying to float an executive committee by Leslie Kagan was contraindicated to everything we've worked for. So is the idea of a large number of staff on boards, I would say no more than 15%. There should be a cap on board numbers somewhere between 16 and 22. There should be a yearly election with the rule of thirds obtained. I hope you don't end up with what we call the Dorothy Nassiter syndrome, which is what happened before the meltdown in 99, where the listeners pressured the board to instruct Dorothy Nassiter to vote against the illegal bylaws change, which she went ahead as an issue of conscience and voted for. And I hope Dave doesn't use that issue of conscience rationale to work around the general sentiments of this community, which are contained in the unity proposal. But the unity proposal should include PAC as a minority position, because PAC set this whole thing in motion. I was very discouraged that they set the meeting for 2 weeks to minimize listener input, and they put it in D.C. instead of out here, where like four complete proposals came from out here and nothing came from Washington.